Amy Collette joins me live over the phone this morning talking about this Saturday's Alpine Women's Expo, which, yes, of course, is happening in Alpine. Amy, good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, doing great. Really appreciate you taking some time with us this morning to talk about this event happening in Alpine, the Alpine Women's Expo. And just give us some background on this event, Amy. I understand this has been happening for a couple of years, correct?
Yeah, this is the fourth year, and another businesswoman in Alpine started it, and this is the first year that myself and a couple other ladies have taken it over, and so we're a little new at this year, but I think we've made a few positive changes, and we may, you know, once we get through the first one here this year, we might, you know, change things up a little bit next year, but we're super excited, and we have some new stuff going on this year, and we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a fantastic event because there are so many local businesses that are owned by women, and this gives them a chance to kind of showcase that and say that, hey, we are a big, strong part of the business community here, and a lot of vendors, and all of them local businesses owned by women.
Exactly.
So tell us, give us maybe some of the details. This will be Saturday, Alpine Civic Center. Understand that there's going to be music. Maybe walk us through how this event will happen.
Okay, so the event goes from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And from 10 o'clock to 12, we're going to have a singer-songwriter up on stage playing some tunes for us. And so that's something new that we've never done before. And then from 12 to 4, we're actually going to have a DJ coming in and playing some music for the rest of the event. So that'll be pretty exciting. From 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we're actually going to have Santa and Mrs. Claus. And then they'll be taking photos, and donations from the photos will be given to the MOPS, the Mothers of Preschoolers in the Valley. So that's something that they're doing this year. So we're super excited to be adding Santa and Mrs. Claus to the schedule as well. And then the other big thing is we have a raffle every year. So all of the vendors have put in a really nice item for the raffle. And I'm also getting raffle prizes from some of the other businesses here locally. And the money from the raffle tickets is going to benefit Lucky's Place this year. So each year there's a different nonprofit that's featured, and Lucky's Place is that for this year. So when you come in the door, make sure you get your raffle tickets, and all the prizes will be sitting out on a table, so you'll be able to see what's up for grabs. And then also we have the swag bags, which is something that's been going on every year. But instead of giving them all out right at 10 o'clock, we're going to give out 50 at 10 o'clock and 50 at 1 o'clock. So if you're not such a morning person, you might want to come and hit the afternoon and get a goodie bag or the swag bag at 1 o'clock instead.
Fantastic. Again, with Amy Collette this morning talking about this Saturday's Alpine Women's Expo happening again from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock at the Alpine Civic Center. Now, Amy, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this event is not for just women, right? I mean, it's Alpine Women's Expo supporting local business owners that are women. But this event is open to everybody, so it's a great chance for the guys to get out there and maybe find some great gift ideas for the Christmas season.
Yeah, and we are going to have some guys helping us out at the event as well. So if you see a guy managing, you know, helping out at one of the booths, it's just because the wife is probably off running around helping out with the event or something. So just be aware that you might see some guys around too helping out. So,
sure.
Which is awesome.
So it's not, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say one more thing I want to talk about really quick is, in the morning, we're going to have some little donuts and coffee probably for like the first hour. And then the rest of the event, we're going to have a woman who's, going to be making vegan food, which is something new, especially for myself, but maybe not for others. She's going to be making sweet potato avocado toast, chickpea tuna salad in a lettuce cup, and then jackfruit pulled pork tacos. So that's going to be pretty exciting, and I can't wait to try out some of this vegan food. And then we also have wine, a bunch of bottles of wine available to have with that in the afternoon. So
that sounds really good. Amy Collette, Amy Collette again this morning with the Alpine Women's Expo. Amy, maybe off the top of your head, what are some of the other vendors that are going to be at this event?
We have a lot, a couple of the local home decor shops around the valley coming with home decor, and then also a lot of people that are just making really nice crafts for the holidays and stuff like that. We have some jewelers, a couple people selling crystals, fossils, different types of makeup from some of the companies that are super popular, nails, baked goods, clothing, honey products, goat milk, soaps and lotions, and that's kind of just to name a few. But yeah, that's kind of the theme of what most of them will be. So.
Excellent. Amy Collette with the Alpine Women's Expo happening this Saturday at the Alpine Civic Center from 10 to 4. Amy, anything else about this event Saturday you wanted to mention?
Well, you can connect with the Alpine Women's Expo on Facebook, and I'm going to be posting photos of the different raffle prizes that are going to be available. So find us on Facebook, like our page, and you'll be able to find out a little bit more details of what's going to be at the event.
All right. Again, it's this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Alpine Civic Center, the Alpine Women's Expo. Amy, thanks so much for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.